Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Faith in Action. We are so thankful to everyone who has been sharing this podcast. I ask that you would continue to share it and continue to let people know about what we are doing with our podcast and what we are striving to do in getting people more involved and look at faith from a more practical standpoint and learning and understanding how to practice our faith more efficiently. And we are going to be talking a little bit starting today in the next few weeks about involvement at your local church, getting involved at your local church. When we think about getting involved at our local congregations, one passage that we often go to, especially when we talk about one particular aspect about our local congregations, is the aspect of gathering together. We run over to Hebrews 10 verses 19 to 25, and we're going to use this passage to talk about what we're going to be focusing on today, but we're going to be focusing and looking at it from a different aspect than what it is usually used for. And I'm going to go ahead and read it. Hebrews 10, 19 to 25. Therefore, brothers, since we have confidence to enter the holy places by the blood of Jesus, by the new and living way that he opened for us through the curtain, that is, through his flesh, and since we have a great priest over the house of God, let us draw near with a true heart and full assurance of faith, with our hearts sprinkled clean from an evil conscience and our bodies washed with pure water. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together, as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another, and all the more as you see the day drawing near. And this is a very important passage, and a lot of times we run to this passage to talk about attendance, and we try to use it to try to push the whole, you gotta be at the building every single time the doors are open, and we... push this with this passage. However, this passage is much more than just this whole idea of just showing up. This passage is very powerful because it talks more about why we are meeting together in the first place. Why do we come together and are part of a local church? We do this because we stir up one another to love and good works. When it comes to the local church has two primary functions. One, to glorify God, and we do that by being a part of the body of Christ, and we are part of that kingdom, and we do this because this pleases God. We do this because that is how God has shown his love for us, as being a part of his body, and he's shown that love through his son dying on the cross, and us becoming a part of what he has created for us. And he didn't just create this for our benefit, but created this because he loves us, gives us a chance to glorify God. So we are having this opportunity to meet together and to encourage and stir up one another to glorify God, but also to encourage and stir up works with one another as far as us being a part of a very powerful community. And so the church focuses primarily is the idea of glorifying God and to give us a community. And it's so important because those things are important, but I don't want to overlook the aspect of glorifying God and making sure that he is the center of everything that we do. Even the things that we do, the works that we do to stir up and encourage one another, shouldn't forget the aspect that God is the reason and God is the one in whom all object of our worship should be focused on. And so with that in mind, might be asking yourself, why is involvement important? And this is not only speaking as someone who's a member of a local church, but I, as many of you know, I have also preached for a very long time. Well, long to some people in some standards, not enough by some other people might think that I barely have even started really preaching. Either way, I have at least somewhat of decent experience and being a minister. And with that, I can speak from a side of view, a point of view of things that often gets overlooked when we look at church involvement. Because so often I've ran into the attitude of, why do I need to get involved? You know, why do I have to do A, B, and C? Isn't that the preacher's job? Isn't that the minister's job? Especially if you go to a congregation that has more than one minister. That's a question that gets brought up all the time. Why don't the youth minister take care of this? Why don't the involvement minister take care of that? Why don't the family minister take care of this, or the pulpit minister? What are they doing if I have to, quote unquote, do their job? What are the elders doing if I am having to, quote unquote, do their job? And a lot of times they're not saying that the people that they're referring to are not doing the job. They're just trying to find some way to, there are some who genuinely think that they do not have other responsibilities, but there are some that know very well that that is their responsibility, and they will try to pass that responsibility on to everyone else except for themselves. But regardless of the reason, it's very important to realize that in what we just read in Hebrews 10:19-25, especially verses 24 and 25, and again, verse 24, and let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works. And it is hard to do that on your own. It is hard to be stirred up to love and good works on your own. And you need that stirring that comes from one another and also comes from God. And that's a very important reason that involvement's important. We encourage each other to be involved. And being involved does not always have to focus on Sundays and Wednesdays. And that's another thing that is very common. A lot of people think that involvement means that you are helping or participating either in on stage or behind the scenes or helping prepare for Sunday and Wednesday, that involvement purely revolves around that. And no, it does not always revolve around Sunday and Wednesday, despite how important Sunday and Wednesdays are. It involves with being outside of the walls of the church. How involved are you with helping out in your community? If your congregation has community outreach of any form, I encourage you to do what you can to participate in that. And I know this is something that I want to try to get better at. My schedule is always pretty full of working with my job and working at the children's home and whatnot and doing this ministry full time. But I want to try to do more as far as community in general goes and try to be more in helping towards more people. That's a goal I have for 2024. I encourage you to have the same goal as well. And even if your local church does not have any type of program to help out your community, you do not always need to have a church event or something put together by your local church to do something. You can do it on your own. And so that is something that we have to keep in mind. Now, don't get me wrong, nothing wrong in getting other people to help. Nothing wrong in trying to get other Christians to help you out and everything. And so that's something that we have to keep in mind. But you don't always need to have the elders telling you, hey, you know, now we have something, so this is what you can do. Now, it is very convenient when you have the local church organize something because they might have more of the finances and the resources to put something together, and you'll be able to contribute in your own way. But even if you're at a congregation that doesn't have that, you can still do small things in your own way to get involved. And it's important to get involved because it is paramount that the church remembers that the church is each individual member, because it's easy to get into this idea that we are, you know, to think that since we are a community, someone else can do something on my behalf. And don't get me wrong, someone can do something on your behalf as far as maybe preparing something for you or something happens with you and the community helps take care of you. However, we have to remember that Christianity is still an individual faith. And because of that, it's important to remember that involvement in our local church is paramount. So over the coming weeks, we're going to be talking about things that you can do to get involved at your local church. Because another reason I have seen from the years I've been a minister of why people do not get involved is because they do not know how to get involved. They do not know how to get involved. And so we're going to be talking about numerous things that you can do, especially if you're at a congregation that may not do a lot of community outreach, how maybe some of these ideas you can bring back to your church, or perhaps you can do something on your own, even if it's in a smaller scale. So that's what we're going to be talking about over the coming weeks. And again, I am so thankful everyone who has been listening and sharing this podcast. You all have a great rest of your day. Stay safe out there, and God bless.